I am very excited to welcome my first guest of the day, Mariana Farag, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly, of Mariana's Kitchen. Welcome to High Frequency.
Hi, thank you, and you pronounced my name perfectly.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, awesome. At least, I'm, you know, a lot of people mispronounce my name too, so, you know, it's like, so, yeah, it's kind of like, oh gosh, just say the right name, please, just do it. So, Mariana, I am so excited that you are here. When we were speaking about the fact that you are coming, I was like, oh my gosh, I love the food there at your restaurant. So let me start with the first obvious question. What made you move from Greece to Jamaica? Like, what was the pull?
So I was actually living in the States. So I'm born in Greece.
Yes.
I moved around my whole life. And then the years prior to moving to Jamaica, I was living in the U.S. And I got a little tired of, I guess it just wasn't for me. So I started coming here. I came here very randomly, and I couch surfed here. I remember I actually couch surfed in Corville Gardens. So that was my first experience in Jamaica. And I had a wonderful experience, and I kept coming back 7 times on little grassroots social projects. Eventually, I quit my job in the States, and I just, my heart was here, and not in the sense, like, I didn't meet, it wasn't, not in the romantic sense, but I just really fell in love with the energy of the country, the people, the potential, the nature. Like, it's just, it's a really beautiful, special place, and I felt like home here, and I knew that I wanted to come back.
My goodness, Mariana, so when you said surf, for people who don't know what that means, break it down. What does a couch surfer do? What does that mean?
So couch surfing was, I would say it's like the predecessor of Airbnb.
Ah.
So before Airbnb, there was this thing called couch surfing, and it was an actual website and everything.
Yes.
Where you could, if you wanted a true cultural experience, you could stay at someone else's home at the destination where you're going, and it's for free. You don't pay anything. But in exchange, so it's like some people think it's crazy, some people think it's a risk, but there's a process kind of to know where to stay. And it's the predecessor of Airbnb.
I guess
people figured you could make money off of this thing, so that's when Airbnb.
Ah, that makes sense. So what you're saying is that you're a very brave person, because you didn't know anyone in Jamaica. You just decided to come here and just stay with any family that was part of this couch surfing thing.
I was in contact with a couple in Corville Gardens. They were wonderful, wonderful people. They showed me around, took me around, and I had a great, very safe experience.
Awesome.
I just wanted to like break that rep that Jamaica is a dangerous place. No, like it's you know, a lot of places are dangerous. It's not just here. You can have a very safe experience here, is what I'm trying to say.
I love that, and I love that you that you were so brave, because and the truth is, there are good people in every part of the island. Like, there are good people everywhere, and there are bad people everywhere as well. You know, it's not that there are any set of people is more negative than another set. So I love that. I love that. Wow. Couch surfing. So that no longer exists, does it?
It does, but I think it's become a little shady now.
Yeah, not necessarily the best idea.
Time, and then I just kept coming back, and I came back 7 times eventually.
Wow.
And again, it was not for a romantic story. It was not for the ganja. It was not for the music.
I was going to ask you, I was like, are you in love with a Jamaican?
No, and I'm single, and I'm married to my kitchen.
God bless that union, because it makes us so happy, I think, because by extension, we're your adopted children, because you feed us and make us so happy. Tell me, Mariana, are you vegan?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So tell me, why have you always been vegan? And if not, what prompted it?
No, so I grew up on a Mediterranean Middle Eastern diet, which is already very heavy in vegetables and grains.
Right.
And no one is vegan at home, it's just me. But we ate meat and chicken and pork and fish and all of that, but just we didn't eat so much of it.
Right.
So I really grew up in a household that ate more vegetables and beans and grains. And then when I, it was actually when I moved to the U.S., I found the quality of the meat and the cheese very suspicious. And that prompted me to kind of cut it out. And then I tried doing, I tried going straight vegan for a while, and I just felt so much more better. So I just kept pushing. I mean, there is like slips, obviously, because everyone has their own vegan journey.
Right.
You don't have to do a cold turkey. You don't have to, you know, you have to do it at your own pace. But, and I just felt really good. My energy levels were much higher than they were before. And then I find the variety of ingredients. I mean, there must be like over 500 edible plants out there in the world.
Yes,
you know, yes. And there's like leaves and seeds and everything, like a lot that we haven't even explored yet, or that our grandparents knew about, but that we've kind of lost that knowledge of.
Yes,
food.
Yes.
So I find it, it's never boring. It's always interesting. It's colorful. It's diverse. It's seasonal. And yeah, and I mean,
and it's good for you. And it's good for you. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the importance of your medicine being your food and your food being your medicine. I mean, you're speaking to the choir. Like, I am vegan and love it and love the energy that it gives me. Mm-hmm. My story is very similar to yours, where, you know, I grew up eating meat, and then same, moving away. And the you know, the quality of the meat, suspect kind of thing, you know, and then kind of vacillating between just having fish or just being vegan. Like you said, the journey, you know, where sometimes you say, "Lux, I want some meat." And then you go, no, you eat the meat and you're like, no, I don't. You know, my body didn't want this. But I think it's very important for us to also say that you don't have to be, like you said, like strictly a vegan to have a healthy diet, in other words. So I remember speaking to a doctor, and she was saying, you know, veganism might not be the best for everyone's blood type. Have you done research as to anything like this?
I mean, there are so many theories out there right now that it's almost hard to keep up with what's right and what's wrong. And it's almost become a business with like trends and fads. And so I think this whole food thing, sometimes we're overcomplicating it also. So I think the most important thing is to listen to your body, and I think it's to cook real food. I'm more an, like, I am strict vegan, but
yes,
what I'm an advocate for is cooking and eating real food. I don't care what your diet is, but we have to maintain this, not like, we have to, humanity has to continue cooking. We can't get to a point where we're just eating out of a box and popping things into a microwave or getting things out of a drive-thru. Like, if humanity gets to that point, I really don't want to be around. Like, just eat real food.
So true, yes.
And just learn how to cook and appreciate real food.
So true.
That's what I'm an advocate for. So I think there's too many theories out there. We've overcomplicated this thing. There's clearly a big business behind all these trends that come and go.
Right, right.
At the end of the day, it's just eat real food. Full stuff.
That's so good.
That's what I think.
So avoid the packaged stuff. Like you're saying, avoid popping something into the microwave that you don't know what these ingredients are. Like, what is number 7? You know, like, what is that? Right. Where does that grow?
Right. And then I also think a lot of people try to be perfect cut out like so many things, and they try to be this obsessive perfect life. I don't think this is a personal opinion, but
yes.
I don't think it's realistic. I think if we become obsessive with perfection and trying to control everything, I think that sets us up to frustration.
That's so good, because you can't get there. Like, there is no, what is perfection? You know what? And it's going to look, it's too much pressure.
Yeah, so it's like everything in moderation. And if you want to treat yourself, do it within, you know, within reason.
Yes, yes. Be good to yourself. Yes.
Because food is also emotional, and it's also comforting. And
so true.
Yeah. I don't believe in this perfect chick thing. Like,
no, and it must taste good. Marianne, a lot of people think that vegan food is bland. It tastes bad. If you're eating healthy, then you're going to feel weak and hungry and the food going to taste bad. Is this is not the truth. This is not what I've experienced at your restaurant. Now, tell me about how you were you trained to cook this kind of food? I see here that a lot of your culinary skills were learned from your mom and your grandmothers and your travel, your grandmothers and your aunts and all that. So tell me, does it taste good? Because people don't don't want to sacrifice the good, the part of eating, you know?
Vegan food can taste great. I'm very aware that it has a bad reputation, that it's bland, that it's expensive. This is something we hear all the time, that food is too expensive. And that, you know, you leave starved to death. Because the reality is that it has been that way. The market has offered that for many years. So the stereotype is coming from somewhere. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I think, like, a lot of the ingredients I use are everyday ingredients. Cabbage, callaloo, pumpkin.
Yum!
But I love exploring them in different ways. So, like, cabbage is something, we go through tons of cabbage, but we use it in, like, 10 different ways. And I think, and I always say this, because I do remember this from my meat-eating days. If you just boiled a chicken breast, it will be absolutely tasteless.
Yes.
So it's how you season this thing. So I think food is more about texture and flavor than it is about meat or vegetables. Mm. So if you can understand how to create texture and flavor, that's like the understanding of cooking.
Yes. And that's so good. That's so good. Texture.
Okay, so vegetables, once you can understand how to play around with the textures and the flavors and understand the science behind cooking, like, for example, cabbage, if you boil cabbage for too long, it becomes bitter.
Ah, yes.
But if you massage it with, like, oil and salt, funny enough, like, salt will diminish the bitterness of cabbage. If you roast pumpkin, you get this beautiful, creamy, rich texture, which you don't get with boiled pumpkin, because boiled pumpkin kind of just fades away in the water.
Yes.
So all sorts of things, like kale. If you massage kale, it will become sweeter, because a lot of people say, I can't eat raw kale. So, and even beans, like dried legumes, chickpeas, they don't have to be used one way. A lot of cultures around the world have used chickpeas to make dessert.
Yes.
So there's this kind of, like, cooking is part science, it's part heritage and culture, and it's part creativity. And I think you have to explore all three to make food tasty. That's what I think.
Yes, and it makes perfect sense. And then you feel the love in the food when you have done your research and explored it and then put it on our plates, you know, and then your body thanks you for eating like this. And yes, the benefits, you know, you can't stop talking about how great you feel when you eat good food, when you eat live food, real food. Mm-hmm. Mariana's Kitchen, I am speaking to Mariana Farag. Where can they come and taste this food? Tell them where they can go to eat this healthy, delicious live food from you, Mariana.
So I'm based out of Kingston in Marketplace, which is 67 Constant Spring Road, and we're sandwiched right between Tracks and Records and Epicamp.
Yes, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, Tuesday we close on Sunday and Monday, and the menu changes every day. We have fun with all the different vegetables that grow on this beautiful island. And just a simple, short menu, but it changes every day. So it keeps things exciting.
So the menu changes every day. So you just have to come and just be wowed every day, because it's never going to be the same old food.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much for couch surfing your way into our stomachs, because now you're blessing us with all of this delicious, healthy food. You know, your food should be your medicine and your medicine should be your food, but it should never taste like medicine. It should always be an experience, and it's always an experience at Mariana's Kitchen. Thank you so much for joining me, Mariana Farag.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, bless you. That was Mariana Farag, owner of Mariana's Kitchen, vegan on food. Eat good food. Do good things. Think good thoughts. Yes, and your life will be a good one. You are locked to The Edge 105.1 and 105.3 FM.